is something that joins one to another. Why? Amen. Because we got the same daddy. Amen. And that's how it is. We've got the same spirit, and that spirit draws us together. But we teach much on the receiving the gift and what happens and how to go about seeking after that. But today I want to talk about the work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Little enough is said or explained about the work of the Holy Ghost and what is, what it is, and what it does, and what does it accomplish, and why we have to have it active in our lives every day. We're even told in the Word of God where Apostle Paul spoke and he said, stir up that gift which is on the inside of you, and that lets me know that whether you realize it or not, the Spirit of God can become dormant on the inside of you. Amen. It can lay there, amen, desiring to be used and desiring, amen, to interact with the worshiper. Amen. But if we're not careful, we can let it lay or come to a place of complacency. Amen. By our own spirit. And I want to tell the church, we need to stir up that gift that is within us. Amen. If you've got it stirred up, let me say this. You need to keep it stirred up on the inside of you. Amen. You need to keep it stirred up on the inside of you. Why? Because you need it active in you every day. John 4, Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well, and he prophesied of her concerning the Holy Ghost, declaring to her, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I want to explain this today about the Holy Ghost. Amen. No man has seen God at any time. That's what the Bible says. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Now we, amen, having lived after the days of Jesus, have not seen Jesus. And Jesus said, there are some that are blessed because they've seen you and believe. But he said, there's coming a time that people are going to believe without seeing. And he said, they are beyond blessed. So let me tell the church today that's worshiping in faith and in spirit. Oh my, I've never laid eyes on him, but I know that he's there. How do I know that he's there? By the power and the unction of the Holy Ghost that resides in us. That Holy Ghost that is doing a work in us. Amen. Jesus Christ is alive and well today in this world. Amen. He's here. He's amongst us. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Amen. It is not enough that we just worship him as sacrifice. Neither is it enough that we just worship him. And I'm going to tell us why. If you go to the book of Genesis, you can find, amen, that there were two men that are worshipers. One whose name was Cain, and the others whose name was Abel. Both of them worshiped. One was accepted, and one wasn't. And that lets me know that not only do I have to worship him, but I've got to worship him the right way. Oh, I believe that God is an honor of right worship. God is looking for somebody that'll worship him in spirit and in truth. God is looking for somebody that hungers and thirsts after righteousness. And what's he going to do? The Bible said, they shall be filled. Amen. At the different colleges, what's going on? There's a divine hunger right now that's being generated in the generation that we're living in. And people are lifting their hands and they're saying, Lord, I want to see you. And what's happening is this. Amen. They are touching the mighty God. Amen. They're feeling the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the truth of the matter. someone lifts their hands and the unction of the Holy Ghost begins to move and minister, and all of a sudden they're speaking in a language that they didn't know. You're not looking at the Spirit of God. You're looking at the manifestation of the Spirit of God that is working on the inside of somebody. Of the Spirit of God, amen, on the inside of men, amen, we hear a distinct sound and we know that a birth, amen, has happened or is happening in the lives of somebody. Some would say, oh, they're in the flesh. Let me tell you something. You're in your flesh every day, 24/7, until the Lord takes you out of this world. Oh, but on the inside, I've got the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of me. And as a manifestation of the Spirit of God, something begins to transpire. Mercy of Jesus Christ, of the blood shed. And I want you to know today that I'm for the Baptist and I'm for the Methodist. I'm for the different denominations, but I want them to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I want them to have a revelation of an understanding of what the power of God can do manifested in a man. It'll change your life. It'll change your direction. It'll change your wants. It'll change everything about your life. So be that the Spirit of God. old has been made new. That which is dead has been made alive. How? By the Spirit of Jesus Christ that dwells on the inside of the heart of the believer today. Oh, today I want to preach the Holy Ghost to some. And I want to tell you that if you have not received the Spirit of God, it's available. To somebody that is disobedient to the word of God. Amen. But he's going to give the Holy Ghost to those that obey him. Amen. Let me say this again. Amen. The Holy Ghost right now is being poured out in mass all over the world. Not just in Asbury. Amen. But all over the world. Do you want to know why? Because people are falling in submission to the word of God and they're saying, Lord, amen, if it's real, I want it. God, fill me with it. And we are seeing, amen, dozens and scores and hundreds of people that are being renewed by the power of the Holy Ghost that they didn't have before that meeting. Why? Because they were brought into a place in their life that they just simply submitted unto the Spirit of God. Amen. So how do you receive the Holy Ghost? Submit. Submit. Amen. Brother Osborne, amen, he received the Holy Ghost in the baptistry. Those of you who didn't know. And I said, what happened? He said, I got the Holy Ghost. And I said, how'd that happen? He said, the most amazing thing. He said, I just let go. He said, I had been feeling, is that all right, brother? I don't mean to embarrass you. Amen. He said, I had been feeling the whole time. He said, all I had to do was let go. Amen. Let me tell you, he was submitting, amen, unto God. And what happened is, amen, he became submissive to the Holy Ghost. And God began to move on the inside. Amen. And then the Lord began to do something and work something phenomenally. Let me tell us today, when you submit to the unction of the Spirit of God, something will begin to happen on the inside of you that you've never done before. Submissive unto God, what happens? Amen. With stammering lips, something begins to happen on the inside of us. Amen. And then a quivering, amen, the majority of the time begins to happen. And it's at that time that the prayer warriors gathered around the one that is in the process of being birthed. What do we do as midwives in the room? Amen. When the mother is bearing a child, we'll say, you're almost there. You're almost there. You're getting close. Come on. Amen. Just push a little bit more. Let me tell us today, when we see the Holy Ghost begin to move in somebody's life, it's time that the church begin to make a proclamation. Oh, just a little bit more. Just push a little bit more. Just press a little bit. And all of a sudden, something begins to happen on the inside of somebody that submits themselves to the will of God. And all of a sudden, they speak in a language that they've never heard. Amen. You say, what does it sound like? It sounds like every. There's some that receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God will allow them to speak in Spanish to minister to someone's ministry.
don't make any sense. These guys are crazy right here. Let me tell you something. The world right now, amen, on Fox News, it was announced. There's a revival that's sweeping the world. And even the world is coming to an understanding of an outpouring of the presence of God. And they can't deny what's happening. What's going on? Revival, revival, revival. An outpouring of the Holy Ghost and revival. What's going on at Praise Temple? Revival. What do we feel? Revival. The Spirit of God. The anointing of God. The power of God. The evidence of God is being manifest in the midst of a people. Oh, that are submitting themselves to God. It's just that simple. Oh, I hope this is okay. Hallelujah. It's not only a choice, and it is a choice. It's absolutely a choice. Some would say, I thought that I was receiving the Holy Ghost when I was baptized, and it was automatic. I didn't take it to the Word of God. It wasn't automatic. Amen. If you go to the revival in the Samaritans, you're going to find, amen, that people were being baptized, the devils were being cast out, people were being healed, and yet the Holy Ghost had not been given. Why? Because Peter had not made it on the scene. Amen. The one that held the keys to the kingdom. Amen. It's not only a choice to receive, but the baptism of His Spirit, it is absolutely an essential part of our salvation. Amen. In Acts 4:32, the Bible said, and we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey Him. Oh, listen to me. All you got to do is obey Him. It's the only thing you got. If you never receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, just obey the gospel. And you'll find out that you can be the same kind of recipient, amen, that others are in this place. The Holy Ghost is given to them, amen, that freely obey the word of the gospel. In John 14:26, I'm still talking about the work of the Holy Ghost. And I say this often, but I'm going to say it today, that everyone understands. The apostolic church, the Pentecostal church, are a worshiping church. There are people that are struggling living in a life, amen, that is holy and righteous, amen, and really make a decision to never give their life completely to the Lord, amen. But even the sinner that walks in on the streets, when they walk in the streets, when the Spirit of God is moving, will confess one to another. There is something going on that I've never felt before. There's something stirring here that I've never seen before, and I've never felt it before. So, amen. So we know that all of that is needed. And we as apostolics, we lift our hands and we let the Holy Ghost move, and we speak in tongues, and we walk across the front. We worship loud. You know, it's about to get loud in here. Amen. Amen. Did you know the Bible said, amen, sing unto the Lord? Do so. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord. Oh, amen. Let me tell you something. We got to make sure that we don't take a sanctimonious spirit. Amen. That we don't become the first church in the frigid air. You know, we'll go to a football game and we'll cheer on the Packers or Dallas or whoever it is, Philadelphia, that you love. Amen. And you'll jump up out of your seat or throw a hammer at your television. But we'll come to the house of God and sit, amen, like my mama used to say, amen, like a knot on a log. Why is it that we do what we do? Because I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. This is no game. This is the real thing. I've been blood bought. My sins have been forgiven. I am washed. I am clean. I'm made new. I ain't got to worry about it anymore. I've been saved by grace through faith. Why is it that I act the way I act? Because He saved me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. In John 14:26, Jesus told His disciples, amen, this is adding to the work of the Holy Ghost. That we do here is wonderful and good.
for something, and all of a sudden a scripture drops into your heart. Amen. How does that happen? By the power of the Holy Ghost. He said the comforter, I will send in my name. Amen. Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and being all things to you, bring all things to your remembrance whatever I've said to you. Four times John referred to Jesus of the Holy Ghost as the comforter. Jesus said this, and this is so important that we as first understand this message of the comforter. Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will not leave you comfortless. If I go away, the comforter will. It will come unto you. Amen. He said, I'm not going to leave you nor forsake you. Amen. That word comforter is parakletos. What does that mean? That is mentioned four times in the Word of God that Jesus himself made a proclamation unto his disciples. He said, I will not leave you without parakletos in your life. If you look up that word parakletos, it means an intercessor, a consoler, an advocate. Let me explain to us what the comforter does. Sister Stacy, when I had a bad day, I can get on my knees and I can call Brother Nathan on the name of the Lord. And out of nowhere, all of a sudden, the spirit of the consoler is there and he begins to minister. And I feel the stirring of the presence of God. Oh, I want to tell somebody today, amen, you're never alone. Never, ever alone. Amen. You cannot get away from the presence of God. Amen. He abides, first of all, on the inside of you, and second of all, you can't go anywhere to get away from him. Amen. David said, though I make my bed in hell, Lord, you're there. So let me give everybody a good word today. You ain't never alone. You ain't alone. When you get outside down on the riverbank and you're fishing, Brother Matt, and you think, boy, it's good to be alone. Guess what? You ain't alone. The Lord is with you. He said, I'm with you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you to the ends of the earth. That's the work of the Parakletos. That is the work of the Comforter that comes and dwells, Brother Kevin, on the inside of me. Amen. And I can feel him when I need to feel him. Says this, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, the free